Time for the latest agricultural news. I'm Casey Shepherd, back in just a moment.
Growing wheat can be a rewarding experience, but it also comes with its fair share of challenges. Imagine having the power to see blockages on your seeder before they happen and consistently apply the correct rate and flow on your seeder and sprayer while seeing the data you need in real time. That's exactly what upgrades from Precision Planting offer you. Let's start with seeding. How do you know if you're applying the right rate on each row? Standard blockage systems often fall short, only showing red or green for product flow. The Clarity system from Precision Planting is a simple upgrade that maps magnitude row by row on the 2020 monitor, alerting you of variances in rate and flow in real time. Now let's talk spraying. Adding Symphony Nozzle to your sprayer gains you independent control of rate and pressure, ensuring a consistent droplet size. This means reduced overlap and wasted product, saving you time and money. For your best wheat or other small grain season yet, upgrade your equipment with Clarity and Symphony Nozzle from Precision Planting. Visit precisionplanting.com to find a local Precision Planting premier dealer near you.
Well, some key updates coming from Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack. He gave us a progress report on the USDA Packers and Stockyards rule.
We've actually proposed four rules, and we're working on a fifth. The first two rules, the transparency rule that primarily in the poultry line, basically requiring more information from those that we're doing business with, the integrators, so that you know that you're doing business with somebody that's going to be able to do what they say they're going to do. That rule's final. The market integrity rule that basically said you can't discriminate, you can't retaliate, that rule is final. The poultry tournament rule that basically tried to create a leveler playing field and a fairer tournament system, the comment period ended on August the 6th of this year, so we're just in the process of reviewing those comments, and the goal is to get that finalized before the end of the year. The fair competition rule and harm to competition, which is a big one, the comment period on that ends up this week, 9/11, Wednesday. And once that, we'll get all the comments, we'll assemble them, we'll analyze them, we'll polish the rule up a little bit, and then propose it for final. And again, the goal here is to try to get all this done before the end of this administration. We're also working on a price discovery for fed cattle rule, which might be not a rule, but an indication of where we think the rule ought to go. And we're working on that, and hopefully we get that out publicized for consideration before the end of the year.
And of course, everybody right now wondering, will we get a farm bill passed this year? And what is it going to take to even get a farm bill? Checking in with USDA's Gary Crawford and Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack.
The way things are going or not going on Capitol Hill right now, it's going to be very hard to get a new farm bill passed.
And that's just the honest truth.
The honest truth from Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack. He told a group of visiting Farmers Union members Monday what he thinks needs to happen in order to get a farm bill on the books.
What needs to happen is for folks to be in the room. And by folks, I mean the leadership of the House and the Senate Ag Committees, with permission from their leadership to hammer out a deal.
Vilsack said yes, a farm bill could raise farm program reference prices.
But not at a point where it creates a circumstance where you have to take money from the nutrition programs or where you have to deal with budget gimmicks.
Vilsack said if lawmakers cannot compromise on a practical farm bill, then as far as trying to get something passed by the end of the year,
you're going to have a hard time.
Hard time. Gary Crawford for the U.S. Department of Agriculture.
You've got farm news.
Neighbor, when you're looking for a wheat variety that can do it all, take a look at Showdown from OK Genetics. Showdown has a very high yield ceiling with good standability, and it responds well to grazing with adequate seeding density. A big part of its pedigree is Jagger, and it offers Hessian fly resistance similar to Duster. Showdown can work well across much of the Southern Plains. Learn more about Showdown by heading to OKGenetics.com. That's OKGenetics.com.
That's our latest farm and ranch news. I'm Casey Shepherd on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.